Yes.
There's one more part to it.
Yes.
Yes, that's item H, right?
Yes, are we ready for item H?
I believe so.
We'll begin with the budget. The TriCorp Facility Modification Working Group recommends the council adopt a $50 million fiscal year 12-13 budget allocation and further recommends the approval of the planned list of facility modifications. The current budget allocation of $50 million to the Office of Court Construction and Management will most likely be able to fund all of the priority two facility modifications identified for fiscal year 12-13. A priority two facility modification is defined as necessary repairs but not yet critical. An example of a priority two facility modification is in Los Angeles County, and that is the Compton Courthouse, FM 45266. I don't have a slide for it. I'm just explaining it. And that is the replacement of a defective non-operational sewer pump or pumps in the basement of the Compton Courthouse. It is also possible that we might be able to fund some of the priority three needed facility modifications. There are approximately $40 to $50 million worth of facility modifications with a priority three ranking. However, it is unlikely that we'll be able to fund many of these P3s in fiscal year 12-13. We won't be able to fund any P4 through P6 FMs in 12-13. And an example of a P5, and I don't want to get into too much detail here, but a priority 5 is defined as beyond rated life but serviceable. An example would include the Riverside County Superior Court Family Law Facility Emergency Generator Renewal, FM 2256. It is a needed replacement. We don't have the funds to drill down to a P5, but that is an example. Also, the Santa Clara County Superior Court Hall of Justice Aluminum Window Renewal, FM 20406. I provide these examples, again, only to illustrate that there is a substantial unmet need for additional repairs to our courthouses statewide. My final point is that even with all the new construction projects that may be scheduled to be coming online, the reality is that 5 to 6 years from now, once all the planned new construction is complete, approximately 90% of our court space in use today will still be in use. And obviously, adequate funding of facility modifications will continue to be a critical issue for the branch. I'm now going to ask Pat to explain the allocations of the $50 million proposed budget contained in Recommendation 1, and also briefly comment and explain the six projects on the planned facility modification list identified in Recommendation 2. Pat?
Thank you, Judge Power. The recommendation for the $50 million budget allocation is as follows. The first category is for statewide planning. This budget is currently planned for $4 million this fiscal year. This allocation funds the completion of facility assessments, investigations, and other activities related to the identification, solution analysis, or development of facility modification requirements, estimates, plans, and preliminary designs. We believe that this is a reasonable budget, given our historical expenditures and the portfolio of our size of over 500 facilities and approximately 20 million square feet. Priority one budget of $4 million. This allocation of $4 million is funded based on historical costs taken into account the increased age and condition of the court facilities. The planned facility modification budget of $8.7 million. This allocation is a first for this process. We have not previously submitted projects under this allocation. However, due to the lack of funding in fiscal year 11-12, the trial court facility modification working group was not able to fund all priority two projects in full. As such, we have determined that these projects are appropriate for funding as part of our planned efforts for this year. We will discuss the projects in greater detail later in this presentation. The vast majority, 67%, is allocated to priority 2 through 6 FMs that are going to be developed, reviewed, and approved by the trial court facility modification working group over the course of this fiscal year. There are many factors that come into consideration as we develop the budget allocations. The first is that this budget represents a $20 million increase over fiscal 11-12. This represents a restoral of the facility modification budget back to previous projections. This aligns with the original proposed levels of funding last year. However, early on in the budget process, the legislature reallocated $20 million to support court operations. This action resulted in the branch's inability to fund all Priority 2 work last fiscal year, and no Priority 3, 4, 5, or 6 work was funded and continues to be deferred. The current budget is still insufficient. However, we anticipate that we will be able to fund the majority of the critical projects this year. The continuation of the deferred maintenance strategy imposed on the branch by the legislature will result in an increase in the failure systems and negative impacts to court operations. With regards to recommendation two, this year the trial court facility modification working group proposes the funding of 6 specific projects as planned facility modification projects. These projects were prioritized, ranked, and scored in compliance with the facility modification policy. The initial phases of 3 of these projects were partially funded in fiscal year 11-12 in an effort to move these critical projects forward. Also, 3 additional projects were unable to be funded due to the overall limited budget capacity of the state of the branch. The first two projects we'll talk about are elevator renewal projects. The first project is in San Francisco Hall of Justice. This is a partial renewal of all of the elevator systems in the building. The 4 elevators that are currently being remodeled are dedicated to holding, and these elevators frequently trap sheriffs and detainees in them. The second elevator project that we are currently working towards is an elevator remodel at the Fulce building in Los Angeles. This is a complete 21 elevator remodel, and for those of you who have worked previously in Fulce, you understand the critical need that these elevators have had trouble since the day they were installed. And so this goal and this project will help restore those systems back into operation. The third project was a partially funded facility modification for Fresno County Courthouse to renovate the computer room. The facility was originally targeted for a capital improvement project, but due to program delays as well as budget decreases, the much-needed renovation for this area was delayed beyond acceptable risk factors for court operations. High temperatures within the space and the lack of reliable utility services has resulted in past system failures that shut down critical IT infrastructure for the entire court. Work has commenced on these 3 projects, and should additional funding not be approved, these projects will come to a stop, increasing the overall cost to the branch as well as create continued risk to court operations into the future. The fourth project is a coil system replacement in the Ventura Hall of Justice. These coils are leaking currently, and if we do not replace them within the next fiscal year, we'll be in violation of California EPA air quality standards. Lastly, our long-term deferred issues at Edelman's Children's Court, which is probably one of the most unique courts across the state. These projects have been deferred by the county for many, many years, and if we continue to defer the HVAC system replacement of the BAS, the building automation system, and the controls, we will begin to incur additional indoor air quality issues for the court, which is high risk given the fact that we've got such a young population in that facility. Additionally, the exterior of the building is beginning to delaminate. The surface is a popcorn-type material that looks like snow as it starts to fall to the ground. And replacing that material in the course of this next fiscal year will eliminate potential water intrusion into the building. I'd like to turn it back over to Judge Power.
Thank you, Pat. The budget was emailed by me to the presiding judges and court execs on July 3rd. We have received no comment. At the last court facility working group meeting, the budget was reviewed and approved, and the budget was reviewed by EMP, and they authorized to be placed on the agenda for today. And I request that the Judicial Council adopt the $50 million fiscal year 12-13 budget allocation and approve the planned list of facility modifications. We're available for questions.
Yes. Ken, Judge So?
I move approval of the recommendation.
Second. Second by Judge O'Malley. Any discussion? Seeing no hands raised, all in favor of recommendations 1 and 2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Matters carry unanimously. Thank you, Judge Power, and the Facility Modification Working Group for keeping our courts safe as you can and a roof over our head. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That concludes our business agenda, and we do conclude today's meeting with a brief remembrance of our judicial colleagues recently deceased. The Honorable Irwin Nebrun, Superior Court of Los Angeles County, Honorable Daniel T. Bryce, Superior Court of Orange County. Both judges were retired from the bench, and we honor them for their service to the courts and to the cause of justice. The next regularly scheduled business meeting of Judicial Council is in August. That is the 30th and 31st. This business meeting is adjourned. Thank you.